And we can okay. So on Ayin Hay in Perek Beis, Amna. Ve'ika Issa b'Shabbos levakesh al tzoyche yochid. Ve'ika Issa on Shabbos to mevakesh, to request your own personal needs. Ve'chazal amru, in Shabbos Yud Beis, Shabbos hi melizuk. Shein zoakim l'rufua b'Shabbos. Shabbos is holding me back. Shabbos is preventing me. Melizuk, it's holding me back. We don't shout for Rufu on Shabbos. L'chayre ze kenira kehev said Yeshua's rabbis v'rufuas ibn Isa shelo levat loinik Shabbos. If you think about it, you may be losing more than you're gaining. We're losing all these tefillahs that the sick person needs, the Rufuas and Yeshuas that we need. It seems on the surface that Zehev said, you're losing. Because you don't want to mevatel oinik Shabbos. Put aside oinik Shabbos and daven for this person to have a refuah shleima. No, Shabbos melizuk, ani lo yochol. It's a yumaf said, it seems. Mira kehev said. Ube yaisa, lefima de isa betikun zoa, tikun chaf aleph, whatever, you guys learn tikun zoa, ani lo de, so I don't need the references because I don't go there. In bia gro, Daf Mem Tes, if you want the reference, she tzvilas Shabbos einu chozeres reikam, ele mitkabeles berotzen kumo tzvilas asori me tshuva. You hear that? The power of the tefillah on Shabbos is like asori me tshuva. Asori me tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us himself, daven to me because it comes to me when I'm very close to you. The tefillah Shabbos is the same koyach as asori me tshuva. Shabbos should be set aside for davening, for screaming out for our needs. Sarah made tshuva. Amna, the Gemara mafurash, she'ain b'Shabbos kol hefsed. Gemara says there's no hefsed on Shabbos. She'ain amru, anichnas levake es achoyla, oime Shabbos hi melizuk, V'rufua kreiva lova, v'Rabbi Mayama yecholei yi shitrachem, haynu shehashabbos atzmoy mivia rufua. Don't know what that means, but those are the words. There's no hefsed on Shabbos, because it says if you got mavaka rechole on Shabbos, you see someone who's ill on Shabbos, you don't say rufua shleima, you're not allowed to mavaka. You say Shabbos hi melizu, Shabbos is holding me back. The refuah crave a lover, and the refuah will come soon, whatever, yeah? And Rabbi Meir says that Shabbos itself brings the refuah. Shabbos brings the refuah. I don't know what that means, but Shabbos has in it the koyach that Shabbos itself is a refuah. I don't have to daven for it. Aval moshel ma'adav adayme, the echet shay, I couldn't understand what this means. Lord, what does it mean? By the way, the reason why we don't daven on Shabbos for personal needs is, like you said, because of Oinek Shabbos. Tiacher, Toises there in Brochus, the beginning of Brochus says, it's because of Tiacher. The Lewis says you can daven, you could. And I don't know how we paskin. He says it's also. Toises says you could daven for your own private needs on Shabbos. Just we don't because of Tiacher. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be thinking about things that take away from your Oinek Shabbos. So you shouldn't. It could be we're passing also, but I'm passing like Toises. Toises seems to say that it's Murta. Are the brochas, yeah? No, what is that? No, it's all Shabbos. Okay. Still the remnants of the what we learned in Corona. That's what's here. I haven't taken them back inside. So we didn't do brochas. So, okay. In the beginning of Toises, the beginning of brochas there, Toises says he says that it's because of Tiacha. He doesn't seem to say it's also. But you would think that for the tiacha, you know, since the tefillah is so choshuv, so you'll have a bit of tiacha on Shabbos and you'll save someone's life. You don't need to because Shabbos itself is taking care of it. Okay. We'll have to see what that means. Aval lo moshel lelamad avadayim. Leechad shay matarim ksofim liyeshiva misuyemet. So in both used to donate money to a certain yeshiva. V'rotze lekabe me'acha esrim ha'esirim ha'gedoylim schum godol. Sorry. ואחד שהיו מתארים כסופים לישיבה מיוסמס, ורוצה לקבל מאחד העשירים הגדול עם סכום גודל. He's to go collecting for a certain yeshiva, and he wanted to get from a certain big gvi, he wanted to get a big, big, big donation. ויודע שהוא אמנם טוב לב, he knows that God's got a good heart, אבל אם יבקש ממני בקשה ישירה בעצך הישיבה, he knows if you just ask him straight, I need money for the yeshiva, ייתן סכום קטן כמו שלא ייתן לרבים, כמו הפויטים אז בישראל. He knows he'll get the same as everybody else. He'll get $190, he'll get $72, $150, like everybody else that's knocking on his door. $50. Ma'aso, so what does he do? You don't knock on the door and say, please give me money. Yeah? Ma'aso, pagashato al yad ba'aso, v'shoyle, heichin yesh besiva ma'asada k'shere lishtot kos kafe. You hang outside the guy's house, looking a bit lost. When the guy comes out to get a daven, he says, excuse me, can you tell me where there's a place where a Jew can get a cup of coffee? Ahum yad az minot al beisoy. What are you talking about? You come to me, I'll give you a cup of coffee. What's that? There's a strange Jew in town. You're going to achnos as kochim. So invite him into your house. Bekov to bekois kafe ugo. He gives him a cup of coffee, gives him a piece of cake. Bekva amru chazal gedoyle legime shemekares es harachoykib. V'yisayre b'neim sikhe ni'imas al dav al ma. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that it's very godel, it's very big. The you didn't get together and they share a bit of food and whatever. It arouses amongst them a nice discussion and they become friends, they become close. You sit and you schmooze with the person, have a cup of coffee, and you get to know the guy. It's not like you just knocked on the door and said, give me money, you give him money and off you go. No, you're in his house and you're drinking coffee now. Vazmina lebo shuv. Where are you going to be for Shabbos? What are you doing? You're visiting. Oh, no, so come to me for Shabbos. You want to come for a meal tonight? V'achach bo pam nosefes, v'gam izminet o mishpachet l'Shabbos. V'kach hitpotche b'neim yedidis gedoyle. They start becoming good friends over time. V'neim shachach yoyse mishana mibli shuzko shuhu koshu lois yeshiva. They become over a year, 2 years, it keeps coming back, whatever. It doesn't mention about yeshiva. They just become friends. ואחרי זמן רב, כשהוא בשיח ידי טוב, סיפו על עצמו על העסקוי בחיים. They were sitting after a while, they became good friends. He was busy telling what he does in the yeshiva and he's raising money. והוא שליח של yeshiva plainness, he's the שליח of a certain yeshiva. וסיפה על God Almighty, the yeshiva. Now he starts giving him his whole pitch. Now he starts thinking about the yeshiva and what a wonderful yeshiva and da-da-da-da-da. And about God Almighty and how hard it is and how much they short. And Shein Beis Midrash, etc., etc. Gives him his whole pitch. סוף דבר שנידווה הוא, בונה בייס מידרש חדש, על שם אוביז והמנוח, ועוד יודע נדעי. So what he was, builds him a new base midrash, he builds him a new building, because he had the wherewithal. If you just asked him for the money, he wasn't going to give you a check. But if you have a kesher with him, there's a relationship developed, so then for sure he'll give you, what's the problem? והנה ועד השם היו מתחיל מבקש ממני מיד, ומקבל $50, ועוד היה מקיל אותו יבר כך. He would have given $50 and he would have been grateful. Thank you for the $50. That's the marshal. What's the nimshal? Was there mamash al inyan Shabbos? That happened to a friend of mine, by the way. I have a friend, he went to Toronto to fundraise and he can't speak a word of English. So someone was asking him after he came back, how do you manage to fundraise in a place where you don't speak any English? What's Eppes? He said, I'll tell you. Tell you who runs the world. I heard the story, by the way, from the Gvir. I happen to know the Gvir was a guy that I knew from South Africa. He told me the story. And I heard it also from the Rosh Yeshiva who was there. And the story is Shtem. So they told the same story. I can say it's a Pesach Kron story because I've done my homework. This Gvir says to me, this guy comes in. And this is a guy I used to see a lot of Mishulachim. He told me he used to sign 2,000 checks a year for Mishulachim. Okay, that's besides the, I'm sure he was giving, he was giving the community, he was a big bulk stocker. His name's on a lot of different projects in used to be in Toronto. Anyway, so this guy comes in to me and it's a tukufu where people used to come see me, used to get anywhere between, let's say, $50 and $360, 500 gag. That was his mushulochim amount. Yeah. People that he knew better, never cash or more. Of all the people that knocked on his door used to get somewhere between $50 and $500. $360 was the 180, $500 was unusual. But sometimes it happened. So this guy sits down and we realize very soon, I don't speak a word of Hebrew and he didn't speak a word of English. So we can't get a conversation going. I don't know what he wants. I don't know what he's here for. So this Gvir knew an Israeli that lived down the road. He learned with him once or whatever. Shay picks up the phone and he phones him to translate for him. So he picks up the phone and he says, I've got this Rosh Yeshiva here. I don't know what he wants from me. Will you translate for me? So he gets on the phone to the Rosh Yeshiva and he talks to him and he comes back to the beginning. He says to the Gvir, that Rosh Yeshiva was Machavrusa in Yeshiva. We learned in Tifrach together in the Yeshiva. We were Bochrim, very good friend of mine. I know him very well. And he starts telling him who he is and what he does. Anyway, he walked out there with a check for $5,000. So he said, you see what not speaking English can do? Had I spoken English, I would have got $50 like everybody else. The fact that I couldn't speak English, the guy had a kesher. The point I'm bringing this for is not for the English or not the English, but the fact that he knew him, he had a kesher with him, he had a relationship with him, was already, he went 10 times the amount, 20 times the amount he normally gives. What changed? If another guy knocks on the door, he gets $50. Why? You don't have the money in your account? You do, but you have a certain range. What takes you out of that? The yedidus, the friendship, the closeness. Well, that's the marshal of Shabbos. B'Shabbos Kodesh, poigesh yudi es boire, b'mo'o ponim, b'ma'ein olam abo. How do you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos? Not in your dirty clothes, you know, you've been painting or you've been working, you're schwitzing, you're running around, your head's full of business and numbers and running and schmeitzing and doiging. No, you meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ein olam abo. You have a shining radiance of olam abo. B'Shem es barach mazmini l'soidetz lo suda Shabbos. Hashem says, please come and eat the surah with me on Shabbos. He invites you into his palace, into the Beis HaMikdash, to come and eat the surah with him. Now you're sitting and you're eating and you're schmoozing with Hashem and you're saying droshes and you're singing zmiras and you're getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you don't even mention your problems. You don't say to him, you know what, Hashem, now that you're sitting and schmoozing and we're having a nice cholentia or whatever, can I just tell you, I have a few things I want to discuss with you. You don't mention that. The law no se achshav. You don't want to spoil the relationship. I start, when the guy invited him for a cup of coffee, he would start talking about his yeshiva, so he may get $200, $100, but he's not going to get a building. Now's not the time. It's not appropriate. I'm not looking for myself or anything. What are you doing on Shabbos? You lisanig el Hashem, kapshutoi, kamo supposed to, lanan zmiziv shchinosei, eating Hashem's food, sloughing in his bed, talking to him, discussing his Torah with him, singing sviros, having a oinik Shabbos, kicking the children, screaming at shouting at the grandchildren, whoever's destroying your house on Shabbos. Yeah, okay, but that's what's supposed to be going on, yeah? Okay, that's a nice ideal, yeah. Tveir v'tvila shiris b'shtochus b'zel, zel inik Shabbos. K'shemir motze Shabbos, comes motze Shabbos, sheyeshim l'sudas achreina, sudas malav amalka, v'a'av bo'eres b'yeses shekashel apridoi. What's the Shabbos? He's sitting down to have a Mesudas Malav HaMalka, which is an indication of it's hard to leave Hashem. I need to go. I need to get back to Olam HaZeh. Well, it's hard to leave Olam HaBa, so you have another Suda. It's like Shmini Atzeres. You know, Hashem says it's hard for me to say goodbye to you. Stay another day. You have a small Suda Katana. Olam HaMalka, nobody usually has a big, like he has on Shabbos. It's not about the food. He has a little Suda, whatever. And now you're having Va'ava Bo'eres B'yaisa Shukasha Pridoi. As derech agav maski li yedidoi shebe'etzem tzarichu libnei chayim mezoinu masi kol moima ein toiva. Now you start asking Hashem for everything you need. Now you start saying to Hashem, listen, by the way, I just wanted to mention, you know, there's this and this and this and this and that's the time to start asking. And then that mamshich through the whole week. So Shabbos, the tefillah of Shabbos is not the tefillah that gets you what you want. The tefillah of Shabbos is the enjoyment of the relationship that I'm having with Hashem, and Shabbos gives you what you want. The time you spent with Hashem, enjoying Hashem, develops a relationship so that after Shabbos, you now have a new relationship with Hashem that enables you to ask for what you want. A moidiki insight there. A moidiki insight. Makes Shabbos look a whole different world, and it also makes Motzei Shabbos look very differently. We're coming to winter Motzei Shabbos this year. got a long, long night to take care of all your needs on Motzei Shabbos when you're sitting schmoozing with Hashem, having a Malava Malka. You know, as he's escorting you, escorting him, you whatever. That's an important yisod to remember. Somehow, I don't know myself, I sort of mazalzel the tfilas on Shabbos because really there's nothing there I get a bit of kavano at Saint Kalkani Basar Asech or whatever. You know, then you move on. You don't really know what you're talking. You're telling Hashem that, you know, you gave Shabbos and you gave the Luchos. Hashem knows that. What am I telling him for Makorepo? It's all the sicha and the conversation that develops a relationship. And it's that relationship which is why that's why Shabbos is the bracha, because it's that relationship which enables you to get what you want afterwards. In the mashal, this mashuloch, the time that he spent, the patience and the time he spent developing this relationship with this yid, that was what gave him the building. What gave him the building wasn't at the end when he said, please can I have a building. That's not what gave him the building. What gave him the building was the Shabbos. When he was Shabbos, he wasn't asking for anything. That's what gave him the building in the end. In the Nimshal Zatorava. Okay. We're going into what is called now Chelek Gimel, Shabbos Malchosa. In the beginning, what was Chelek Aleph called? Chelek Aleph was called Malchus. Chelek Gimel is called Shabbos Malchosa. Let's see what that's about. Wait. Hello. Yeah, you can hear me. Sorry, I don't know what happened. Just everything went.
It's okay. It's okay.
We can hear. Everything.
Funny. Okay. No, my screen just went blank. I don't know what was going on. Okay. Perek Aleph in Chelek Gimel is called Zechoires Yom HaShabbos LeKotshei. B'chalokim Aleph V'Beis V'Yanu Be'ezrat Hashem Tzat Yesoides B'Mahus HaShabbos Tzat Yesoides. It means there's more. Yeah, there's more. But we've spoken about some of the Yesoides of Shabbos. B'chelek Aleph, Yitbayeh Hashem Mahus HaShabbos, Hiknisus Hashem Yisbarach Lo'elom, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. That's Malchus. That's what we explain in Chelek Aleph. That's Hashem coming into the world. That's the Chosen coming into the hall. Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. B'chelek Beis, Yitbayeh Heichen Zeh Munach U'mitgaleh B'metzias HaShabbos. We explained where that Hashem coming into the world, the Malchus, where you see that resting and where that's revealed in the Metzias of Shabbos. What that has to do with the Shvis of Maisa Breishis. With these Hagdomas that we have now, we'll go forward. Get more into the practical aspect of Shabbos. V'ha'oriz v'ha'regishim v'inyan kedusha Shabbos, some insights and some hagoshes, feelings, making real some things to do with kedusha Shabbos. Kulam bnuim al yosod she Shabbos hi ha'ike v'ha'shoiris l'shos ha'shchina bo'ilom. All built on the foundation that we've developed, that the foundation of everything, the ikka and the root of everything of Hashish of Hashor Shchina in the world, the Shoresh, the foundation of that is Shabbos. And without Shabbos, there's no Hashor Shchina in the world. That's where it all comes from. We also mentioned the whole yesod of what Chiddush Olam gives us as well. Avoidus so hamaisis shel Shabbos, shoinim avoidus kol hayomim hakadoshim mikra kodesh. As we mentioned right at the beginning, the avoider of Shabbos is very different to all the other holy days. All the Yom Tevim, the Regalim, Hayomim HaKadoshim, yesh lo kol echad mehem mitzvah hamyuchedes lo, b'chdei lahamshich es ha-shefa. Each of the Regalim has its specific mitzvahs that continues the shefa, the flow of asagula, the benefits, the treasure, hayumuchodim lo isayot. They're the mitzvahs that are unique to each day, and those mitzvahs is what enables you to draw on the essence of what that chag is the whole year. Zman cheruseinu, the mitzvahs that we do on Pesach develops what's called cherus, and through the mitzvahs you do on Pesach, you take cherus with you through the year. Look, that's where you charge the battery of cherus. So now through the whole year, you have enough charge in your battery of Cheirus. Sukkos, the same thing with Simcha. Shvuos, man bat Torah seinu. It's hard to see with the mitzvah on Shvuos. Okay, that's another discussion. Dafka, the mitzvah of Shvuos is not to do any mitzvahs. Okay, that needs a discussion. But you see, the regalim, that's what it is. The malchus of Rosh Hashanah and the roimamus and the mechila and the tshuva of Yom Kippur, those have to take you through the year. Aval Shabbos, ain't no call mitzvah miuchedes. Shabbos doesn't have any special unique mitzvah of its own. Similar there, yeah, we do mitzvahs. Not saying you don't mitzvahs. You light candles, we do that on Yom Tov. And we put on Big Day Shabbos, you do that on Yom Tov. And we eat sudas, you do that on Yom Tov. There's nothing here that's like, wow, this is Shabbos. You know, if somebody came into your house, didn't know what day it was, that could have been, it could be any day. And not Pesach, because you're eating challah. But if you're eating matzah on Shabbos, no, good thing it's Pesach. You wouldn't know the difference. There's nothing miyuchad in the, you know, what's the mitzvah of Shabbos. The reason for this is because ain't tzorech lihishtadlus miyuchedes b'chdei lahasiges haShabbos. Because Shabbos doesn't need a unique form of ishtadlus in order to grasp it. Shenikra matana, because Shabbos is a matana, it's a gift. Kumo shamri chazal, matana toive, the Gemara in Daf Yud in Shabbos, matana toive yeshli bebeis ginze, b'Shabbos shmo. Shem says, I have a wonderful gift I want to give you, and its name is Shabbos, it's a gift. You don't have to work to get a gift. If you work for the gift, it's not a gift. It's a salary. The gift means you get a gift. So there's a birthday. What did he do? He didn't do nothing. So you give him a gift. Wow. That's what a gift is. There is no reason. And there's a reason, but he didn't do it. Shabbos is a matana. So you don't have to work for it. Shashabbos neitana matana v'lo al yadayi shtadlis klal. V'kudushos mitchilis b'day shemayim. The kedusha starts in shemayim. Mekadesh ha-shabbos. On the Chagim, we say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Kedusha starts with us. Hashem's Mekadesh us, and we Mekadesh the Levon, and that's what's Mekadesh the Chagim. Correct? Shabbos, we say Mekadesh Shabbos. When Yom Tov's on Shabbos, we say Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'hazmanim. Because Hashem's Mekadesh Shabbos, you call Mekadesh Shabbos. The Zmanim, we Mekadesh, the Yom Tovim. So there's no status you can make for this. Hakadosh Baruch Hu noisen b'yoyim kodesh shefer shel brocha ad bli day lekol yudi bli shum ishtadlus shel mitzvah avoida. We will see. I can see in Shmuel's head is already the questions coming. I really have a feeling he's going to ask. Maybe you can't just bechalal Shabbos and do nothing and then you get kedusha Shabbos. Yeah, nachon. That's what's bothering you. We'll see. Avoida, you have to create the clearing in the forest by ceasing from doing work. If you Isaac in Malacha, then you're not in Shabbos. Then you're not in Shabbos. That's why Machal Shabbos is so serious. But mitzvahs asay lamaisa deraisa there isn't. There's a mitzvah asay deraisa of Shabbos. Maybe Tosefes Shabbos might be deraisa. It's to rav a bit early at Hashem's party. But there's no mitzvah. Most of the mitzvahs that we have on Shabbos and the things we do are all the rabbonot. I mentioned this once. Rabbi Kohn gave a whole shiur on what Shabbos would look like without the derubonot. Basically, nothing. You know, you could go to the Makolet and buy wine if you wanted. If you were short, you could go to work even because there's certain things you can't write. The Malachas derisa you can't do Pesedah, but there's a lot you could do. You know, there's very few derisas that you're even today. You know, Boyer is probably the biggest problem we have. But outside of that, how many derisas are we involved in on a day-to-day basis on Shabbos? So there's no real nishtadlus here. You just have to cease. Yoksev sheish yizmin ta'avod v'asis et kol malachtecha v'yom ha'shvi Shabbos la'ashem elokecha u'mefarel shagro sheish yizmin ha'inu sheish yizmin toivim b'shana. The Goyen says the sheish yizmin ta'aseh malachtecha v'yom ha'shvi, the sheish yizmin are the six chagim, the six yom tevim. You know what? Let's stop here because it's a long shtickle. We'll pick this up next week, Bezrat Hashem. The 6 days of Yom Tov, the 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Oh, and Shavuos. No, Shavuos has to come in here somehow. 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot. It includes Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos. Where's the sixth one? Oh, I'm sorry, not the Slicha, just 1 second. First day in Shvir Shal Pesach, Shvus, Rosh Hashanah, Rishon Shal Sukkos, Vishmini Atzeres. Ainu Shisha. Ah, Rosh Hashanah is included, not Yom Kippur. Ah, Beseda, okay.
And only one day.
Huh?
One day.
Rosh Hashanah Be'ikah is one day, yeah. We keep it as 2 days, I'm not sure why, but it's Machlokes. But yeah, you've got Pesach, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Shvus, and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, even if it's 48 hours, it's still one day. That's the whole discussion. That's the whole tumult there. Okay. So, okay. Fine. So yeah. That's two things we learned today. First of all, the tefillah of Shabbos is a different kind of tefillah. And also the Shabbos is different from all the other chagim because Shabbos has nothing to do with Aishtadlis. It's about a Kodesh Baruch Hu mazmining us into his world. His makarish. It's a matana. Okay. Zo.
Okay, have a great Shabbos. Go ahead.
Next week, we're still at 9:45. Yeah, the clock's not changing till after, I think, Chayasora. I think, Lozoche. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, in the meantime, next week, 9:45 still. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good Shabbos. Ishkoya. Thank you.
Shabbos. Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Sure.